Mike Scorey. He is going to give us some information about the Lansing Jazz Fest 2011. It's the 17th year. It starts today. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, well,
We're doing good.
Well, no problem. As someone who's been in the DJ business for almost 20 years, I know when you have activities like this, you're running around, you're trying to get everything set up, and I know the Lansing Jazz Fest is going to be in full effect, and you're getting ready.
Yeah, we are. The stages are all up, and actually a lot of bulk of it got done last night. They closed the streets about 5, and the bulk of it, the heavy lifting got done. But now we got to set up all the bars now and all the sponsor banners and then the stage decorations and then, you know, do the back line on the staging. And so it'll be done by 4 o'clock. We'll be rocking.
All right. The Jazz Fest is the festival that brings national, regional, and local acts. You're expecting more than 15,000 people from across the state of Michigan and nearby states. And it starts today at 5 o'clock. Tell me about some of the best entertainment folks are going to see this weekend.
Well, you know, there's a load of it, and sounds like you did your homework. We got a great... we have local, regional, and national acts. Actually, the music starts at 4:30 tonight with Tamara Mayers. She's a local jazz singer out of the MSU music department, jazz department, and she'll be playing with Jeff Shelp. They'll be doing a set starting at 4:30, and the night just proceeds on from there. A regional entertainer, Lisa Smith, is going to be singing right after her at 6:30. Our headliner tonight is a woman out of Cleveland. Her name is Dr. E. Big, big, powerful voice. A little different for us for Jazz Fest. More like an Anita Baker-style singer. So we're looking forward to hearing her at about 9 o'clock.
All right. And then who's the headliner for tomorrow night?
Tomorrow, actually, we got two. We brought in some talent this year. Out of Chicago, we have Nicole Mitchell, world-renowned jazz flautist. She will be here with her quartet. After that, just down the block, down from the city of Detroit, we have Marion Hayden and Straight Ahead. Straight Ahead, they have played at the Jazz Festival several other times, and everybody just loves them. They have a big following here in Lansing.
All right. How many stages are you going to have this year, Mike?
Well, we got some new things. We have two of what we call main stages. They're at each end of they're not hard to find. They're at each end of Turner Street. We have another stage in our vendor area called the Micah Stage, where you'll hear more acoustic acts. We have a lot of kids' musical activities throughout the day, and then more duets, trios at night. We also have two new venues. We have a gallery that's going to be open. It's called the 1210 Gallery for more workshop-type events, and then we have a little club that we opened right next to the South Main Stage called The Other Stage. We've got one of the, actually it's the old Mustang Bar. We've got it fixed up like a Chicago speakeasy, and we got jazz playing in there Friday and Saturday night.
All right, and for people who want more information about the Lansing Jazz Fest, which starts at 4:30 today, where do they go, Mike?
JazzLansing.com. The festivals are produced by Micah, Michigan Institute for Contemporary Art, and it's called the Lansing Jazz Fest. So you can go to jazzlansing.com, get the full schedules, history of the festival, lots of great photos, and more importantly, see our sponsor list. So,
all right,
we want to treat them right.
All right, thanks, Mike. For what it's worth, would have liked to have seen Tim Cunningham. I always like it when he comes home to play.
Who's that? Oh, Tim.
Yeah.
I know. I think we're talking about him for next year.
Okay, very good.
Actually, I've talked to Tim several times over the last week. He's playing some sax on the new Root Doctor CD. So,
all right. Well, we'll see you out there, Mike. Looking forward to bringing my wife out there. Thanks so much.
Yep, absolutely.